The Alaska Volcano Observatory confirms that seismic activity at the Vinnyaminov volcano intensified this morning and an ash plume was generated. Christy Wallace is a geologist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory.
Since early this morning, we see really nice views from the Perryville web camera and nice weather out there so we can see what's going on. And it looks like seismicity was elevated, really perhaps as high as it's been throughout this eruption, and that's consistent with a nice fire fountaining or lava fountaining and a nice ash plume that's being produced and is extending well beyond the caldera rim, which has been typically staying within the caldera up there. But this time it looks like an ash plume is extending out over Perryville, and we've received a couple of ashfall accounts from Perryville this morning, so they're receiving some very trace amounts of ash, not a lot.
The ash plume has reached as high as 15,000 feet and has been moving in a generally southerly direction. Trace amounts of ash have already been reported in Perryville, and AVO notes that ash could reach communities to the southeast, including Chignik Bay, Chignik Lagoon, and Chignik Lake. AVO believes the ashfall will likely be less than a 16th of an inch. The National Weather Service issued a statement noting that light ashfall could occur through the late afternoon. Wallace says the increased activity at the volcano might be the result of some new magma movement.
Deep down in the source, we're seeing new magma reach the surface, so it just elevates activity. So we're seeing it both in seismicity, we're seeing an ash plume that's more far-reached, we're seeing lava fountaining. There was a pilot report this morning indicating that they could really see the fountaining to about 200 feet above the crater. In some of the webcam images, we can also see there's a small, very white, robust plume that's different, that's separate from the ash, the brownish ash plume, and that's indicative of a lava flow. So it looks like there's just a new intrusion of magma, or at least a higher influx of magma coming up through the system. So this is typical. We would expect to see something like this. Still not hugely alarming, but just means that, this eruption is ongoing and will flux from high to low levels based on the amount of magma that's available.
The Vinnyaminov volcano is located on the Alaska Peninsula, about 480 miles southwest of Anchorage. It's one of the most active volcanoes in the state. It's erupted at least 13 times in the last 200 years. The most recent eruption began on June 13th. You can find images of the ongoing eruption and other information about the Vinnyaminov volcano on the website of the Alaska Volcano Observatory. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.